around the world. We want the best to the beach, y'all. They're playing basketball. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know. This is so dead.
It's going to be a beautiful day of basketball here today, folks. We're not talking about just regular basketball. We are talking about...
Hello. Today,
Seth Hill here and
Tristan Fitzig.
We're going to be talking about the NBA Finals.
Woo!
Man, it's getting heated, huh? So, I want your full opinion on the NBA referees.
In my opinion, the refs are just horrible.
Yeah, you have to laugh that out, don't you?
Yeah.
Sarcastic laugh and...
They sucked, yes. They were absolutely terrible.
They're trash. If I was an NBA player, I'd probably get kicked out of that first game. The second game, I barely watched the game because I was, you know, playing Fortnite, as usual. And I watched a couple. I only seen 2-3 bad calls. I mean, it was a pretty bad game, but it can't be as bad as the first game. That was ridiculous. The charge overturned to a block. Come on now. Oh my goodness.
Cavs in six.
Yeah, they were absolutely terrible.
And now, all of a sudden, they're talking about LeBron going to the Warriors. How do you feel about that?
I'm not feeling great about it.
I wouldn't even watch basketball.
I think he'll go to the Rockets if he goes to a great team. Him and CP3, but he might go to the Sixers. Him and Ben Simmons, and I don't really like Simmons that well, but, you know.
I heard him and...
What? What'd you say?
I have to laugh at this one. I heard LeBron and Paul George talking to each other about going to the same team.
What team?
Like the Lakers?
You know, Troy Dan don't like LeBron, so I don't think he'll appreciate that. YouTuber Troy Dan subscribed 3 times. At least 12 at the most. I just don't feel great about him going to the Lakers, man. Their team is not that great. They're a young team, yeah.
LeBron is going to.
Oh my goodness. You know.
Sorry, I got
carried away. Tristan is.
I got carried away. LeBron is going to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got carried away fast. My apology. Yeah.
My favorite team is the Miami Heat. What is yours?
I like the Pacers and the Thunder.
Yeah, Pacers and Oladipo.
MIP.
I don't like Westbrook. I don't like Westbrook. I don't like Steven Adams. I like PG, though. I like LeBron. Oladipo. But I don't like Westbrook. He's arrogant. He's cocky. Great player.
Who do you think will win the NBA Finals?
He's a stat dude. NBA Finals?
Wait. I got another question. How is Westbrook a stat chaser, but him and LeBron get the same stats?
Because this is what I've seen on the internet. Not for me, but I've seen, heard, that Westbrook's teammates let him get the rebound. They let him get the rebound so he can get a triple-double.
But they always let LeBron get the ball because LeBron...
Kevin Love goes after the rebound. Thompson goes after the rebound.
No one goes after the rebound but Tristan Thompson and LeBron.
And Larry Nance Jr.
Well, he barely plays.
Well, he plays great. Gets a rebound when he's on the court. You know? So, on another subject. The greatness of LeBron James. What is your opinion on the bet? Who is your opinion? Best player of all time.
Easily LeBron.
Yeah. Mine too. You see?
I heard Gary Payton saying that there's better competition back then, but they might have like 1 or 2 great players on each team. But nowadays,
Carl Malone,
it's the Warriors.
John Stockton. That's 2 players,
the Warriors,
2 greats. The Warriors, Kevin Durant, great shooter, all around player, defense, you know. And Klay Thompson, a great shooter, lockdown defender. Draymond Green, great playmaker, great defender. Steph Curry, everything but defense, and can't rebound, and his passing ain't the greatest, but he can pass.
The Warriors are trying to help Michael Jordan's legacy and ruin LeBron, but LeBron's just a go because he averaged 50 points.
51 points?
He's averaging 40 points in this series.
Against, and Durant guarded him. If you watch the game, Durant guarded him.
And Draymond did.
Draymond, so. Yeah. And you say the great defenders? Come on now.
And Draymond said he learned his defense from Andrew Bogut.
Yeah, Andrew Bogut's not a great defender. He's decent, but, you know, if you want to talk about a great defender, go to Hakeem Olajuwon.
Or Kawhi Leonard.
Or Kawhi Leonard. Or even Gary Payton himself. One of the best all-bond defenders of all time. You know?
I got another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think is the top 3-point guards in the league in order?
In order? I'll go from 3 to 1. Or I'll go from 1 to 3. Let's do it that. Make it easier for me. Number 1. The crossover. Thanks, Earth is flat. Kyrie Irving. I really do. Defense ain't the hottest, but his offense is whoo, whoo, wow. He'll cross you up.
You need such a bad.
He'll turn you into this bowl of spaghetti.
You need such a bad.
You carry away again?
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, I can tell. You know, and then number 2, Chris Paul. He is a beast.
He has good defense.
Great, great defense. Great offense. All-around player. He's a passer.
If he didn't get injured, they would have beat the Warriors.
Yeah. They did that to Kawhi last year.
And they did to DeMarcus Cousins this year, too.
Well, no, they didn't. But,
well,
DeMarcus Cousins was injured.
And Kyrie 3 years ago.
Yeah, and Kyrie and Kevin Love. So, their injury, they like to injure players. J.R. Smith.
He has that Pachulia.
Yeah, Pachulia, for example. And then when, in the first game, J.R. Smith undercutted Klay Thompson. He didn't do it on purpose, and all the Warriors fans were booing him. How do you think the players that got hurt, how them fans react? Come on now.
I got another question for you.
And Klay played the game. He didn't get hurt.
Oh, yeah, who's your number 3?
Number 3? I gotta think about this. Let me think. Let's go with Westbrook. Curry is not. He's in my top 5. He is. There's Lillard in there.
Wall, maybe.
Wall's better. It goes them 3. John Wall.
Lillard's better.
Curry, and then Lillard. The reason of that.
Wall can't shoot.
Yeah, but Wall's a better defender. He's faster. He's more athletic. And then Steph Curry.
No, I'm talking about Lillard.
Oh, I was like, what? But he's just better, you know? He can shoot. He's a better shooter than he has been. Lillard's a great player. Don't get me wrong. He's sixth best player in the point guard, in my opinion. But it's just my opinion. Curry's number 5. The reason being, he's not leading his team. Maybe in the finals he is. No doubt. Regular season, he didn't lead his team. Last 2 years when Kevin Durant played, did not lead his team. And he's supposed to be the top 5 player in the league? The league? No.
I got another question for you, and then you can rack up questions for me. Do you think the NBA is rigged?
Yeah, it's so funny. You gotta laugh. Come on now. The NBA is rigged for the Warriors and Kevin Durant, Curry's legacy, and helping Jordan's legacy so LeBron don't get another ring.
If it wasn't for the Warriors, everybody would think LeBron is the
guy. And if it wasn't for them hurting Kyrie and Love, well, Love didn't get hurt from the Warriors. My mistake. Kelly Olynyk grabbed his arm, tore his arm. Tore his shoulder. So, but he was out.
He's on your favorite
Kyrie
team,
Kyrie got hurt because of the Warriors. I'm not saying they did it on purpose. Just saying, he got hurt to the Warriors, 2015. I guarantee if they had them 2 full healthy, the Cleveland Cavaliers would have won the championship. 2 years in a row they would have won. Come back from a 3-1 deficit to win. Got to snap to that. You snap. Or they had the best record of all time in history. And they lost in the finals.
That's ridiculous.
Now, Tristan,
who do you think is going to win tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC? The Warriors or the Cavaliers?
I think Cavs will pull off. All right. 105-98.
Oh, that's a great prediction. Mine's 112-92. The reason being, LeBron James and Kyle Korver. Rodney Hood's playing. He's going to step up, prove himself that he's worth being on the court. He's going to, and George Hill, JR and George Hill need to step up. They cost them the game, plus the refs. But they cost them the game. So if they don't step up, they're going to leave. They're going to get kicked out of there. LeBron James carries the Cavs. If they didn't have LeBron Definitely. James, that'd be a lottery pick. Top three.
No, that would be number one, no doubt. That would be worse than the Suns.
Definitely without Devin Booker. But this is what the Cavs should do. If they want to get better, and they want to keep LeBron, if Paul George re-signs with the Thunder,
it's over.
Look, if Paul George leaves, Cavs should go after Paul George.
PG-13. I thought Paul George was going to go back to the Pacers.
Yes, because I don't know. Let's talk about that later. If he goes and keep that. They have an eighth pick overall in the draft. Projected to get Michael Porter Jr. from
Missouri State.
Right. With the eighth pick from the Brooklyn Nets, they traded a couple back years ago. Or they traded the Celtics to get, that Kyrie Isaiah trade. Which it was a Celtics trade when they traded Paul Pierce, KG, all of them to the Nets, and they got that pick. Which was a stupid trade. But they got that pick. And
any more questions?
Hold on, let me talk about this real quick. They got that trade. They keep that trade. They want LeBron James to stay. Get Michael Porter Jr. No, you don't get Michael Porter Jr. That's only if LeBron leaves. If LeBron leaves, you get Michael Porter Jr. If you get Paul George, LeBron, shooting guard. Paul George can play shooting guard. He's 6'9", but he can play shooting guard. And Paul George, small forward. Kevin Love, power forward. You get a big man in Mohamed Bama from Texas. Great shot blocker. His play style is like Hakeem Olajuwon. You know what I'm saying?
He's faster than John Wall.
Yeah, he's fast. Athleticism is ridiculous. He would be a great fit with LeBron James in the Cleveland.
Oh, I have another question.
Which question, bud?
So, I heard the Celtics are willing to trade Jaylen Brown The Celtics are willing to trade Jaylen Brown for the fifth pick to get Mutombo to the Mavericks for the fifth pick. But the Mavericks want Jason Tatum. How do you feel about that?
If the Celtics trade that, they're stupid. They're absolutely stupid. Jason Tatum.
He's the best rookie.
He's the best rookie. I don't care. Ben Simmons. People are saying he's top 10 player in the league right now. No, he's not.
Yeah, this dude said he was number 5.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Had Harden and Giannis better than him.
Yeah, look. Reason being, he can't shoot. He's not the leader of his team. How is he a top 5 player? Exactly. Jason Tatum is the best rookie. Donovan Mitchell's not. No.
He is good.
Yeah, but no.
He's the next Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, he plays like Dwayne Wade play style. Great. He's not like defender.
He's a better shooter.
He's a better shooter, but he's not as good a defender. Or he's a little bit slower. He's still fast, but he's not. His athleticism is definitely Dwayne Wade. Definitely. He's hype Dwayne Wade. He's 1 inch smaller. 6'4 Wade, 6'3 Mitchell. You know? So, we're talking facts, folks. Facts. 100% facts. Unless it's an opinion. Referees suck. That's not an opinion. So, let's go back to the Jason Tatum. They're wanting to trade him
or Jaylen Brown? It's ridiculous, man.
Celtics don't want to trade Jason Tatum, but that's what Mavericks want.
I trade Al Horford.
Him and Dennis Smith.
If they want a big man, like Mohamed Bama, they want a big man, trade Al Horford. And they, like, Al Horford.
I wouldn't trade Terry Rozier either.
No.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he's stepping up his game. Because if Kyrie and Gordon Hayward come back,
their team's too, they're way too good.
They're going to beat the Cavs.
Possibly the Warriors.
Possibly the Warriors. They should. Because they barely lost to the Warriors last matchup they faced. Kyrie's playing. Curry and Kyrie both had 40-plus points. Gordon Hayward didn't play. Who's their small forward? That's not a rookie.
Jason Tatum? Oh.
Jaylen Brown did. If he played small forward, he's still young. Hayward has experience. Jaylen Brown don't. Tatum don't.
Yeah.
I'm talking about guarding Durant. Having to play against Durant.
Gordon Hayward's the only one who could.
Exactly. He's not going to lock him down, obviously. Nobody can. But he can compete with him. Durant's not going to lock Hayward down. So, this is what I'm talking about. Durant and Hayward have similar attributes.
Just
they're both
KD's
great offense.
Way too tall.
KD's like 7 foot, you know, in real life. Wingspan is ridiculous, outrageous. But Hayward can he can shoot, he can drive. And he can get up, dunk sometimes when he wants to. And when he had that injury, it was nobody's fault.
Just because he's
working. It was nobody's fault. LeBron didn't, he barely, you know, he was trying to get a play. It's basketball. They were trying to make a play. Prove themselves. Wasn't Jay Crowder's fault. Went to Jazz. Wasn't his fault. Kyrie's fault for throwing the alley-oop. You know, trying to make a play. That's simple.
You got any more questions for me?
Let me thank your Tristan Fitzek. We're just going to talk about basketball in this first podcast. Then we'll move to baseball or football. Because basketball, obviously, we know most about. Alright, this is just a simple question. Who's your top 5 player of all time? And if you want to ask me, I'll answer the same.
In order?
Yes, of all time.
Number 1, LeBron.
Number 1 is LeBron James. Great.
Number 2, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Number 3, Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, I'll have to go with Shaq.
Alright.
Number 5, Tim Duncan or Kareem. Magic Johnson.
Okay. You want me to answer?
Yeah.
All right. Mine is LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. It's top 3 that he said. Same thing for mine. But number 4 is not Shaquille O'Neal. He's the most dominant player of all time. Don't get me wrong. But his name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I said number 5.
He's 7-2. Or 7-1.
Most points of all time.
7-1, 7-1. Most points of all time. LeBron's obviously going to break it. But most points of all time currently. Playoffs, almost close. Or he might be leader. I don't know. But I got to check on that. But, number 5. This is a hard one, folks.
Let's
go with Larry Bird. I'm not just choosing him because he played college at Indiana State. Terre Haute, Indiana is where I live currently. He had a statue. Tristan Fitzek went to see his presentation when he got the statue put up. But I'm not doing that. I'll tell you why. He's top 5 player. Defense. Incredible. Absolutely ridiculous. I watched film. Offense. Great. One of the best shooters of all time. Top 10. His passing IQ is ridiculous.
I have a comeback for you. Did you watch?
Is it funny?
Sorry, I'm carried away. Did you watch LeBron's? Well, not LeBron's. Did you watch Larry Bird's?
Getting carried away, is it funny?
Yeah. Did you watch Larry Bird's legacy, or did you just look at Larry Bird's defense on 2K?
little of both.
You know what I'm saying, Gigi? So, let's get back to it. Don't get carried away. Make this podcast interesting, you know? As passing IQ, Steve Nash type of player. Is passing Steve Nash, definitely. And definitely. And his offense, you know, great shit, like I said. So, yeah. Those are my top five players, and I really...
Do you think...
What?
That Curry's the top five shooter of all time?
Not right now, no. No. It goes... All right, this is the wrap up the day, wrap up the podcast with top five shooters of all time, and I will go first. Number one. And number two, one number one and number two are tied. It's obviously clear. Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Clear. Great shooter, you know. You know that 8 points in 9 seconds by Reggie Miller?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Ray Allen, clutch shooter. That one in the finals. 2013 finals. Against that San Antonio Spurs. Not just because of that. He made a lot of shots. Made a lot of threes. Curry's still young. That's the only reason I don't. Number three, it's really interesting. You guys might disagree with me, but his name is Kyle Korver. The reason being, knocks down a lot of threes. Great field goal percentage. Curry, it's like in the finals, or just that year when they lost in the finals, 2016, his field goal percentage wasn't the greatest. Wasn't that good. Wasn't that great?
He makes a lot of threes, but he shoots too much. He does like 6 for 18.
He shoots 15 threes a game. Not literally, but that's just giving an example. Makes a lot. He's a great shooter, don't get me wrong. But he shoots a lot. His field goal percentage is less than 50%, or less than 45%. Korver is higher than 45%. And he don't shoot as much threes. So, yeah. And, all right, number three, Kyle Korver, yes. Number four, Larry Bird. Number five, Steve Nash.
I think number one,
all right,
by a little hair, I got to go with Indiana native Reggie Miller.
All right, I can somewhat agree with that.
Number two, got to go with Ray Allen.
Yep.
Number three, I'll go with Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah. Definitely top 10 shooter, yeah, for me.
He's a really good shooter. Really, number four, I gotta go with Larry Bird.
Yep.
And number five, Kyle Korver.
Yeah, great, great picks. I can't disagree all of it. I can't agree with all of it, but I can't disagree with all of it, you know? Great picks, so... That wraps up our day, and
we'll
be back for
another round of four. MLB is next. Have a great day, y'all.